So being involved over the last few years with different discussions, I have to say I really like the way the board has structured this by having a special committee and taking a look and having those different voices around the table. So you take a look at other public entities being there when it comes to the city as well as the park district, and then taking a look at our major when it comes to businesses and having the Chamber of Commerce, the EDC, as well as the Black Chamber, as well as just opening it up to other public individuals, right? Being able to apply and be part of that conversation. So certainly they've been very good conversations. I think they've been very transparent and very open. And so I like the process, really respect the work that's being done.
Now, talk about your role in this whole process, because it'll be this committee will make a recommendation to the school board. The school board will then vote as to what, if anything, to put on the ballot for a referendum. What's mm-hmm. your role in this
sure.
whole process?
Sure. So a superintendent, certainly working with the other administrators and the staff and the faculty in the district. So when you take a look at it, and we call it Tier 2 because there was a Tier 1. And the Tier 1 was really a process about, again, revisiting the programming and capacity issues. And so that's how the committee, that was the first report provided when they started. And again, those are the two main pieces for us when it comes to the faculty and staff. So that has been my role, taking a look at what do we need when it comes to programming, as well as what do our numbers tell us and what's the capacity? What are the capacity needs as we look at them now as well into the future? So then the Tier 2 is really about the facilities themselves, and that's really the role of the board to determine what direction do we want to take when it comes to the future of possibly putting a resolution, voting on a resolution and going for referendum.
What do you think you learned, both you personally and the district as a whole, what do you think you learned from the failures of the previous two referenda
sure.
on the ballot?
Mm-hmm. Right. I certainly have learned that in this community there are many passionate people about our schools and education, and being able to learn as superintendent that it's very important to step back and take that feedback and truly reflect on it. In order to move forward. And so just thinking about what happened over the last couple of years, knowing that people, there's a commitment to public schools and education. There's no question about that. But people feel very strongly when it comes to the location as well as the use of our buildings. And so I know that there's a strong value for reuse and renovation that we need to seriously take a look at. And so certainly those are the areas that I've learned.
State funding is certainly an issue that's been kind of an ongoing uncertainty in a lot of ways. At this point, there is no state budget for mm-hmm. education for the next fiscal year. Mm-hmm. What are you kind of doing to monitor that situation and maybe try to plan for that uncertainty?
Mm-hmm. Sure. So try to pay as close attention as possible to what's happening in Springfield and try to follow all the different bills that are being presented. And so also Champaign Unit 4 and Superintendent, I serve on the board for the Large Unit District Association. And so as a organization, we as also presented some proposals to the legislature about how to fund schools. But again, overall, without a budget, we have to take a look at opening school in August and being able to operate. And we have been very good fiscal stewards of our dollars and have enough in our reserves that we can go ahead and open school and run school for the full academic school year. I know from the lack of action in Springfield that I have colleagues who are seriously questioning whether or not they're going to be able to open their schools. And if they can open, how many days, weeks, or months are they going to be able to stay open without having funding from the state? So it's a very serious situation. So I do hope that people, I know that we're kind of getting almost used to inaction in Springfield, and we can't. It's too critical for our state. And so hopefully they will come to some resolution so that all schools can open and stay open for the 16-17 school year. But it is it's a critical issue.
And you mentioned some of the discussion of the funding formula and how that could possibly change. I know there was one iteration of that mm-hmm. really would have negatively impacted
yes.
the Unit 4
mm-hmm.
school district.
Yes.
As the latest proposals you've seen, To the best of your knowledge, how would some of those impact Unit 4?
So actually, it's almost like a split on party lines. So I know Governor Rauner had put one out, and Unit 4 would benefit from his proposal. I know that Senator Menard has also been working on different proposals, and even though there's a hold harmless piece in there for the first year, it is the future years that certainly concern us when it comes to any sort of funding, when they refer to it as the adequacy grant and whether or not there's a guarantee. Those proposals would hurt Champaign Unit 4. We have a very strong property tax base, which has helped us maintain and build our reserves. But we also have a higher poverty rate than districts similar to us when it comes to their property tax base. And that's what's hurting us. And so for these different proposals along those different lines. So, again, I have to pay very close attention, and I hope our citizens do as well.
Also, wanted to ask you today about the investigation by the Department of Education into the School Resource Officer Program. Where does that investigation stand right now?
Mm-hmm. Sure. So the OCR, or the Office of Civil Rights, attorney did come and interviewed for about 2 days different administrators from the different buildings, as well as I know met with the community group. And so at this point, we are waiting to hear back from them if they need additional information. I think that it's important for me to state that the Champaign Unit 4 Schools has had a very strong, positive relationship and partnership with the Champaign Police Department and our School Resource Officer Program. And I know that from previous boards, as well as this board, there's a very strong commitment to continue to evaluate the program and work with the Champaign Police Department. If there are things that need to be changed and so forth, we certainly take those all into consideration. I think another piece of that investigation also deals with exclusionary discipline practices. So they are taking a look at suspension rates, expulsions, and so forth. So it's not just the School Resource Officer Program.
And one statistic I saw, I believe it was in the News Gazette article kind of about this investigation, was that since 2006, of the 417 at-school arrests that have been reported, a little over 350 of those were of African-American students. As you look at those numbers, mm-hmm. do they give you mm-hmm. some cause for concern?
There's always going to be causes for concern when there's any type of disparity like that. So whether it is dealing with the School Resource Officer Program, the arrests, suspensions, expulsions, academic data, there's always that continuous improvement work that's going on to address the disparity.